With schools about to let out and summer about to move in, teenagers are looking for work. Ever since the Great Recession, teenagers have had to compete for summer jobs, not just with each other, but also with millions of older unemployed workers. But now, with the national unemployment rate down to 5.4%, the prospects are getting better for young workers. Joining us is Marilyn G. Wax, senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, just how much better are things for young Americans who are looking for a job?
Well, the survey showed that about two out of three teenagers, older ones that is, are going to look for work this summer. The Labor Department says that among kids who are 16 to 19, the unemployment rate is about 17%. And I know you might be thinking that sounds pretty high, but compared with the worst of the recession, say back in 2009, 2010, it was 27%. So things really are better. There was a new report today. The Labor Department had initial jobless claims, and that number is still running really low. It's down to levels that we haven't seen since about the year 2000. It did tick up a little bit today, but not enough to change economists' predictions that this job market is going to be the best we've seen since the summer of 2007.
Okay, so for those who do find jobs, what's changed, if anything, about the kind of jobs that they're pulling in?
Well, it's changed a bit for wealthier kids. The thing is, that used to be, you know, for baby boomers, there were lots of jobs for all sorts of kids and everybody could find work. Now, if you're from an affluent family, you're probably twice as likely to be able to find a job. And you might get those kinds of, you know, jobs in offices with air conditioning. But that's relatively rare for most kids. The Labor Department says still the vast majority of teens will get jobs doing what they've always done. And that's low-wage work in food service, retail stores, amusement parks, that kind of thing. That's really where the jobs are for the kids.
Yeah, and that's the only kind of AC there is when you dip into the big ice cream vat to scoop it up for somebody.
Right.
Yes. So what about wages? The federal minimum is $7.25 an hour, but a lot of cities and states have raised the minimum. This month alone, Los Angeles decided to hike the local minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. How much is that going to affect young workers?
Well, it will affect those who do land jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says more than half of all the minimum wage workers are 24 or younger. So, you know, really, those kinds of higher minimums have a disproportionate impact on teenagers. And there are about 29 states and lots of cities that have moved up that minimum above where the federal level is. And a lot of retailers and private businesses, Walmart's, McDonald's, Target, they've all given across-the-board raises this year. But there's kind of a controversy embedded in all of this, which is that some conservatives will say that when the government or whoever enforces employers to pay more to their workers, they're going to hire less and they're going to automate more. So they say if that works out that way, there may actually be fewer jobs than economists now believe.
But if teenagers who do land jobs find themselves making more money because they have a higher minimum wage, isn't the idea that they're going to be spending more money and that spending will generate more jobs?
That's the idea. A lot of liberals say that when workers get more money, they can spend more on pizzas and clothes. And if sales take off in clothing stores and restaurants, those employers aren't going to turn away customers. If people are having more money to spend, they'll hire more workers to handle it.
Okay. Marilyn G. Wax, senior business editor with National Public Radio. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.